the All Nigeria People's Party, the Action Congress, and Progressive People's Alliance do not recognize Mr. Yar'Adua's election victory in April because of alleged vote rigging. At least two of these political parties are challenging the results in court, but cracks within the opposition are beginning to show as Mr. Yar'Adua presses for unity. Ibrahim Modibo of the All Nigeria People's Party says the party is willing to attend Tuesday's meeting with the president to hear what he has to offer.
The team will go and listen to what the president has to say before it will come back to the leadership of the party and present what the president has said. The leadership of the party will have to last say as to whether we're going to participate and what we're going to do with the case, because all will be decided by the leadership of the party.
Analysts see Mr. Yar'Adua's plan to bring in opposition figures into the fold is a well-quelling criticism. So far, Nigerians say the president has failed to move quickly on pressing issues such as the violence in the oil rich Niger Delta and the recent strike against rising gas prices. But political analyst Mazi Oku says the real problem is the president's leadership style is out of tune with the expectations of most Nigerians.
Nigeria is a nation in a hurry. We're in a hurry. We love drama. So Nigerians are getting a little bit impatient. Even the labor confrontation with government ought not to have occurred if one Yar'Adua had done politics on 29th of May by immediately repudiating all the last-minute measures put in place by Obasanjo. I think that Yar'Adua has to move faster, a lot faster.
Mr. Yar'Adua, in another effort to strike a conciliatory tone, said Monday he regretted the hardship experienced by Nigerians as a result of the 4-day nationwide strike over fuel price increases. The president thanked organized labor and Nigerians for their understanding and patience. Gilbert Ekhastu for VOA News, Abuja.